Now, a story that could have been little more than a cover piece for People or Us Weekly magazine has become a rallying cry for people who aren't rich and famous and who won't be booked on 60 Minutes to tell their story. Wrong doses of medicine given to patients. Actor Dennis Quaid spoke to CBS News at length about how his newborn twins almost bled to death late last year when they were given doses of the blood thinner heparin that were 1,000 times stronger than what was prescribed. The adult dose and the child's dose, well, they're apparently in almost identical vials with very similar colored blue labels. Here's Quaid.
These mistakes that occurred to us are not unique. And they're not unique even to Cedars. They happen in every hospital and every state in this country. And 100,000 people, what I've come to find out is 100,000 people a year are killed every year in hospitals by a medical mistake.
Quaid and his wife are not suing Cedars-Sinai Hospital for administering the wrong drug. They're actually suing the drug company that makes heparin. Well, why? Well, they say the company was negligent for not recalling old stock of the drug after the death of three infants in Indiana who mistakenly received adult doses as well. After that incident, drug manufacturer Baxter redesigned the drug labels but did not recall the old stock. Alan Veda is the Executive Vice President of the Nonprofit Institute for Safe Medication Practices, joining us on the line. Thanks for being with us today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Allison.
Now, the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine, they estimate that up to 98,000 people a year may die because of medical mistakes. How many of those actually involve human error? Is it all human error all the time?
It's from the report that you're citing, they were all due to human error. They cited around 98,000 deaths predicted a year, and around 7,000 of those would be due to medication errors.
So my question is, aren't there checks and balances, regulations, standards for double-checking dosages, and even types of medication?
Yes, as a patient safety advocate, the Institute has been promoting that for certain drugs, which we would call high alert drugs, and heparin would be one of those drugs. Some other drugs in those classes would be drugs such as opiates and diabetic drugs such as insulin and some cardiac drugs, that you do have special precautions in place. Some of those would be manual, which would be a double check that a second individual would make sure that the dose is correct, the drug is correct, if it's going on an IV pump, that the settings are correct. And some of those also would be trying to implement some technology. And many hospitals now have been putting in technology such as barcoding so that you would actually scan the drug with a barcode scanner, and then you would either get an alert that it was the wrong drug or it would say that it was the right drug.
Something that occurred to me when I was watching the story on 60 Minutes was, is it just one person that can cause a mistake like what happened to the Quaids, or does there need to be a series of errors along the way?
The majority of errors that we get involved in or follow up on, there are many, many causes for them. There's many system breakdowns. In a case such as this, there was actually the wrong medication that was picked and was put into stock up on the nursing unit. Nurse came and actually picked up that wrong medication. So there's usually several breakdowns.
Along the way.
Also in this case too, just as it came out, there was a labeling problem in that the drugs looked similar. Now, they really weren't adult and child doses. They were actually just different strengths of the drug. Because for this medication, it so happens the lesser strength that should have been used here is just used to keep a vein, just to keep the catheter open so that they could give IV fluids. But yet the drug is also available in a lot larger strength to actually treat problems such as blood clotting.
Sure. Now, Baxter's position was and is, this is really up to the practitioners to read the labels. We have made them different. We have made them in the different dosages for the different reasons which you just laid out. And healthcare pros need to read the labels. Do they have a point?
Well, we hear this all the time, is that why didn't that nurse, physician, pharmacist just read the label, then everything would have been all right. But we know that as humans, sometimes we make mistakes. And it's been shown time and time again what we would call confirmation bias. And this is something in all industries that basically people will be familiar with either a product, a situation, the procedure, and that they'll actually confirm a wrong diagnosis in their mind. And but basically what they're doing is just saying this happens every day. You could take go for your milk for your coffee and someone else puts a different container there. You may actually look at it.
But obviously none of these health practitioners want for this to happen. What's going on in their professional sphere that makes it possible for them to make these kind of mistakes? Is it overcrowding? Is it overwork?
Well, there's usually a myriad of issues that go on. There are some work problems. There's some that basically you're taking care of a lot of patients. Patients in the hospital are a lot sicker. But there also are some safeguards that you could put into place. And oftentimes, I think the biggest thing with this is that trying to learn from mistakes. The same mistake did happen a year ago out in the Midwest.
Right.
And we published a lot on it. The FDA, the company, actually sent out letters on it.
So the bottom line is that needs to be action taken when the mistakes are identified. Alan Vede is the Executive Vice President of the Nonprofit Institute for Safe Medication Practices. Thanks for walking through the story with us, Alan.
Sure, thank you.
Coming up, the War in Iraq started 5 years ago. Tomorrow, there will be protests to mark the anniversary, just like last year and the year before. Not to be impolite, but do protests even matter anymore? That's next on the BPP.